Therefore, my brothers and sisters, for whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord, and in this way, dear friends, I plead with Euodia and with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. I'd like you to reflect for a moment on what might be your favorite passage of Scripture. Take a minute. Think about it. Now, why is it your favorite passage of Scripture? I'm asking the same questions that this professor asked his students. There's a story behind it, isn't there? Why it's your favorite passage? This has been one of my favorite passages for, I say since 1975 or 76. Because I remember back then that we lived in the state of Washington. And we came back for a vacation during the summer. And we were staying with my folks, and my mother was very upset. You see, she was concerned about one of her granddaughters who was straying away from the Word and going on her own path. And as a consequence of that, she shared that with us. Her blood pressure was sky high. She was not feeling well. And so we sat down and we shared these two verses from Scripture together. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And it became her favorite passage, because it spoke to her, and God spoke to her through that scripture about something that really concerned her at that moment. How many of you have concerns about your grandchildren? All right. Does this scripture ring a bell for you? How many of you have concerns about your children? Does this scripture ring a bell to you? Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. How many of you worry? Come on. If you don't, if you don't raise your hand, I don't think you're telling the truth. We know what worry is. We know what anxiety is in our lives. As the professor wrote in the Banner article, it's part of our DNA. It's part of our DNA. And so what do we do? It affects our sleep. It affects our heart problems. It affects our blood pressure, whatever. So if we could say, God, help me in some way. If we could learn to practice what this passage really teaches us, then perhaps this week things might be a little different for us, a little bit better. You know, it's always helpful if you know that the author of these words speaks from experience. You ever have someone say to you, don't worry about that. Just don't worry. And you thought in your mind, yeah, your life is like a Bahama cruise. It's easy for you to say. When I look at your life, you don't have anything to worry about. You know, when somebody says that to you, you look and you say, do they really experience the kinds of things that bring anxiety into their life? Well, the Apostle Paul, you might say, he says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. But Paul, you're one of these strong missionaries. You know, it's easy for you to say. But if you have your Bibles open yet, some of you had them open, let's just look at just this very chapter. You know, Paul spent 7 years in prison under house arrest. His life wasn't a Bahama cruise. He writes in chapter 2 about a story of Epaphroditus. He says in verse 25, but I think it's necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. In other words, this is a friend of these people in Philippi, and they sent him to Paul to take care of his needs. He says, for he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard that he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, and he almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety. There's that word anxiety again. I might have less anxiety. So Paul himself is saying, you know what? I know what it is in my life, okay? Then if you look at the beginning of verse chapter 4, he says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, for whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. In this way, dear friends, I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And yes, I ask you, my true companions, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, These women weren't getting along. They were friends of Paul. Here's a prime situation where, once again, he is concerned. He might be worried about Euodia and Syntyche. And he's saying, you know what? Congregation, help them come together again. So there's a concern in his mind. He knows what he's talking about. So when he comes and says, have no anxiety about anything, that's more an encouragement. It's not saying, you know what, if you're a true Christian, you're not going to be anxious at all. He's not saying that. This comes by way of encouragement to the Philippi people and to each one of us. I know your concerns. I know how you can be anxious. Let me tell you about that. Do not be anxious. You see, as the author of that article in the banner said, it's part of our DNA to be anxious as human beings. But Paul understood one other thing. He understood from the time that God confronted him on the Damascus Road that he wasn't in control. God was in control. God took a hold of his life. God managed his life. God watched over his life. God walked alongside of him. And because of that, the Apostle Paul also strove to take hold of God. And that's what this passage is kind of saying to me. Paul says, don't be anxious, but turn to God. God has a hold of you. He is sovereign. Now, you take a hold of him. Let me tell you about how you can take a hold of God. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 6:18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. He talked to God in every circumstance. And that's really what Paul's talking about here. Talk to God. Jim, I appreciate your children's message very much this morning. That was right to the point. But what is prayer? First of all, prayer is not informing God. You're not telling God anything that he doesn't know. Prayer really isn't about getting your prayers answered. I'd like you to think about prayer as having a relationship to God. Having a relationship to God. Now, a lot of children are on vacation, but I can't talk to a lot of them, but you who are here, children, has your mom or dad ever said, oh, what did you do at school today? They ever say that to you? They didn't, huh? He's shaking his head no. I'll bet you they did. How about those who were in high school, a little older? They ever say... Yeah, they're shaking their head a little bit. They don't want to shake it too much. But what went on in school? What's your standard answer? Oh, nothing. Oh, nothing. You went through 8 hours or 6 hours of school and nothing happened? Well, why do your kids, or why do your parents ask you that question? Or parents, why do you ask that question? Well, you kind of like to know what they did at school, right? But there's another reason. You want to talk to your kids. You want to have a relationship to him. That's why at the table you have a rule. What is that? No cell phones at the table, right? We have a rule when we pick up our granddaughters at Potter's house. No cell phones on the way home. Because we want to talk with you. And that's what prayer is. It's talking with God, having relationship with God, having a conversation with God. You're not informing him of anything because he knows it. He knows what's in your mind. It's not even about getting answers to your prayer. It's more just having a conversation, a relationship with God. And so what the Apostle Paul says here is, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, God wants to have a conversation with you. And he wants you to feel free to have a conversation with him about anything that's on your mind. He just wants to talk with you. That's why he gave his son. So that he might have a relationship with you. So that you wouldn't go down the wrong way away from him, but so that you'd turn around and you'd come his way. You accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. And then you would enter into a relationship with him free from the barrier of sin and shame, and you could come right to God with anything that's on your mind, no matter what you've done. And God says, don't be afraid. Let's just talk. Let's just have a conversation together. There's nothing to worry about. Hold nothing back. And that's why the Apostle Paul says, in everything, in all occasions, pray to God. Hold nothing back. And then he says, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Prayer, petition, thanksgiving. I think what God is really trying to say to us is share every request that is yours. And remember to do so in the context of thanksgiving. How many of us with our children and grandchildren have said to our children, what do you say? Our kids said to our grandchildren, our grandson this week, what do you say to Grandpa and Grandma? Well, thank you. Thank you. And what are they trying to remember? It's not about what you get, but it's about the spirit, about the context of your life and what they've given you. And it's the same with God. When you have that relationship with God, God wants a balanced kind of conversation with you. He wants you to come to him with the knowledge that your whole life is in his hands, that everything that you have received is from him, and that you can tell him anything. So there's a balance in that relationship. That's what thanksgiving brings. You begin to look and say, you know what? This has been a hard week, but I sure have been blessed in this week. And God has walked alongside of me. And so the Apostle Paul says, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Thanksgiving is the way that we reflect upon our life and see that we are held by God firmly. He is sovereign over our lives. No matter what has happened in some of our lives have been had a lot of tragedy and a lot of pain and sorrow in it, and yet it doesn't come without the context of God walking alongside of us, God holding us. You see, thanksgiving is a way of giving praise to God. It's like saying, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Andrew, you said, we sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. That's a good closing song. Later I thought, we could have sang, praise God from whom all blessings flow as well. Because, you see, our whole life is lived within the context of God's love and His care. And then, I love the way that Paul ends these verses. Once again, we start out and we say, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. You know that's a promise? That's a promise of God. That when you come into a relationship with Him, when you talk with God, He promises you peace. Now, one of the things that I know is important as a parent is that when I make a promise to my kids or my grandkids, whether it be discipline or a favor of blessing, that they know Dad or Grandpa will follow through, right? As a father or mother, when you make a promise, whatever it is, one of the most important things in life is that you understand, that your kids understand, you will fulfill that promise. Is that right? Is that correct? That you will carry it out. You will follow it up. Don't ever make any empty threats or empty promises as a parent. Because you're children and grandchildren need to know you can be counted on for whatever it is. Who can you count on more than God? You see, what the Apostle Paul is saying here is when you come to God into a relationship with Him, He promises you peace. And there's a reason that that next phrase is in there. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. You see, what God promises is something that you can't even understand why you get peace. He's not asking you to conjure up a peaceful attitude. He's not asking you that, saying that, you know, when you talk to God about that, then you can make peace in your heart and life with God and others. No, He's not saying that. He's saying God promises you the gift of peace. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it passes understanding. And you'll say, I can't understand why in this situation I can be at peace. And you'll say, it's beyond me to attain it. It's beyond me to say why in this situation when it's been such a concern and anxiety is so high, I can have peace. And people, it's simply God fulfilling His promise. It's God giving you peace in your heart and life. And you say, well, but what about tomorrow when I become anxious again? Well, talk to God again. He wants to hear about it. Or maybe an hour later. And God will give you that peace in your life and in your heart. Just hang on to Him. And let Him hold you. So what the Apostle Paul is really saying here is, you have a choice between anxiety on the one hand and trust in God on the other. I saw a cell phone down here. Is that ringing? No, I guess not. Okay. You have a choice between anxiety on the one hand and trust on the other. And all He's saying to us is, God says, you can trust Me. I hold on to you. Like you say to your kids, you know, you can tell me anything. I'll still love you. I'll still care for you. We are a family. You have a choice. Paul says, don't make the choice of being anxious. I know it's in your DNA, but rather turn and think about all that God has done for you. Give thanks to Him and let your trust rest in Him. And His peace will take a hold of your heart. Let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for this passage which has been so dear to my heart and brings back tender memories and the realization of how it became a peace to my own mother, but how it's been a peace of my life and our hearts. And may it be so for Your people here today as we come and we've worshiped You. Would You then take a hold of each person's life? For I trust, Lord, that every one of them now is thinking about a certain situation and maybe just saying, thank You, God, that You are with me in this situation. And now I look for Your peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.